50 years ago, I was 1963. I was a news director of a station in Miami. In 1964, I was offered an opportunity to travel with the Beatles when I wrote a letter to them asking them for an interview in the closest place that they were coming to Miami, which was Jacksonville. And all of a sudden, I was invited on the tour. I couldn't believe it. Went to my bosses, told them to send a DJ. They were obviously more equipped to do it than I was, and they insisted that I go. And I said to them, quote, "This group will be here in September and gone in November. You know, you and I both know that." That just shows you the vision I had, you know, in those days. And in 1963, actually, at this time, the Beatles had just released a number one single, "I Want to Hold Your Hand," which was, by the way, broadcast for the first time by a DJ named Carol James in Washington, D.C.
And of course, Carol James got an early copy of it and played it on WWDC in early December. When did "I Want to Hold Your Hand" actually come out?
"I Want to Hold Your Hand" was released the day after Christmas. It was all part of a master plan called the Snowball Effect, concocted by Capitol Records as the single most important strategy to set the stage for the Beatles' invasion. A video was released, film was released to the Walter Cronkite Show. There were late-night discussions about the Beatles. The truth is that only about 300 or 400 kids ever saw them in concert in England, except for the Queen's concert. But this Snowball Effect created this imagery of them being chased by thousands and thousands. But "I Want to Hold Your Hand" was released on almost every radio station in America and played for 2 weeks. It was an avalanche of music because the American stations, for the most part, during 1963, wouldn't play their music. And all of a sudden, you're riding along, every radio station in every market is playing "I Want to Hold Your Hand," and it created this sensation that remains till today.
Did "I Want to Hold Your Hand" come out first as a single? Did it come out as part of Meet the Beatles?
"I Want to Hold Your Hand" came out as a single in America. Next to come along, not necessarily in this succession, was "Love Me Do." By April of 1964, they had 6 of the top 10 hits in America.